is the Dover Hotel, site of Surrender and General Buckner's headquarters. It was built in the early 1850s to cater to steamboat traffic on the Cumberland and operated as a hotel until it closed in 1925. During the turbulent years from 1861 to 1865, however, it served another cause. On the night of February 15, 1862, Confederate Generals Floyd, Pillow, and Buckner met at Pillow's headquarters to review their situation and arrive at a decision. The road they had so gallantly fought to open was closed, and though reports indicated that the river road was probably open, doctors warned that wading chest-deep water would result in a great many additional deaths from exposure if this avenue of escape were used. The Confederate brass reached a decision to surrender Fort Donelson and its garrison. While General Floyd and Pillow were making good their escape, General Buckner sent a message to his friend and former West Point classmate, General Grant, asking for terms of surrender. The answer he received was sharp. No terms, except an immediate and unconditional surrender can be accepted. I propose to move immediately upon your works. Buckner drafted his reply to Grant's ungenerous and unchivalrous terms. General Floyd managed to obtain a boat and ferried General Pillow and some of his staff members across the river. General Pillow and his men rowed to Clarksville, while General Floyd and part of his brigade left by boat for Nashville. The final curtain was set to fall on the tragedy General Johnston termed as disastrous and almost without remedy. The Tennessee and Cumberland rivers were open. On the following morning, General Simon Bolivar Buckner surrendered Fort Donelson and 13,000 men to unconditional surrender Grant. Grant received another star and national recognition for the victory, and laid the foundation for a career that would culminate with command of the entire Union Army and ultimately the presidency.